this part. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Sometimes people say, well, that's being born again. Being born again is like a baby. A baby has arms and legs. If you lay him on a blanket in the grass and he's playing, if he's next to an ant bed, God forbid, he can't get up and run. He's born. Just like a man that's born again. He has all the rights and privileges of Jesus, but he don't know how to use it yet. But as Christ is formed in him, he becomes born of God, committed to God, and he won't commit sin. He won't choose to break out. How many people do you know, they learn of God, walk with God, treasure God, then leave God? John said they leave to prove that they were not of us. When people love the world, it's a leaven that consumes them, and they break out. And then they hide from God in their fig leaf dress. So when you break through, you continue to learn. Your life is being more and more fortified. You're growing in the things of God. Christ is formed in you. And that's very important. Being born of God is greater than being born again. It's a high graduation from being born again. So this is our hope. When you break through, you can do the great things in greater measure. See, breaking through is easy in Jesus. I want you to understand something about Jesus. Verse 13, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, till we come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That, my friend, is being born of God, not just being born again. Now let's go back and take a closer look at this. He said, this is verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth, Jesus? He that descended is the same also that ascended up, 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 far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth be from this time forward be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive the dark world, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That's our destiny. And we got it from Jesus, because we love him. And everybody is very important, as it goes on to say. And we put off the conversation of the old man. After you break through, don't go back. Don't go and break out again. See, if a New Testament Christian can do it, Jephthah did it, Judges chapter 11. See, I briefly read a few verses in 11. You know the story of Jephthah. I talk about him all the time. So I'm going to start down here with the kingdom. Now, his brothers made him leave. Then they got him back, wanting him to be the captain. So he was a great captain, because this is what he did. It was so that when the children of Ammon made war with Israel, the elders of Gilead went to Jephthah fetched Jephthah out of the land of Tob. They said to Jephthah, come be our captain, that we might fight against the children of Ammon. Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why ye come to me now when ye are in distress? The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head and over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us if we do not so according to thy words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. He see, Jephthah took the matter to God, like we're supposed to do. Then, now watch the wisdom of God, how Jephthah helped break through. Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, and Arnon, even to Jabbok, and unto Jordan. Now therefore, restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the children of Ammon, and said to him, thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the children of the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, the children sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent, and Israel abode in Kadesh. And when they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom, the land of Moab, and came by the east of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent out messengers to the king of Sidon. And the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land to my place. But Sion trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sion gathered all his people together and pitched in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord delivered Sion and his people into the land of Israel, and they smote them. And Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coast of the Amorites, from Arnon even to Jabbok, and from the wilderness even to Jordan. So now, the Lord God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess it? Would thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? So whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. See, they were living in the light, and they were going to represent the light correctly, so the world would be better off. But children of Ammon were just, they were evil. They were going to keep things in darkness. So he fought the good fight. Verse 25, and now art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel? Or did he ever fight against them? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon in her towns, and Aroer in her towns, and in the cities that be along the coast of Arnon 300 years, why therefore did ye not recover them within that time? Wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord the judge be the judge this day between the children of Israel and the children of Arnon. Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not to the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Then the spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. See, we're not alone. We can break through by the guidance of God and the might of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom, counsel, and fear of the Lord. We can break through always. The spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah and Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And he won. I'm skipping down. So Jephthah passed over to fight the children of this is verse 32. I skipped the part about his daughter. I hate reading that. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And this was difficult to break through. Breakthroughs can be difficult, but it can happen. And this is what Jephthah did, because he took the matter to God, and God helped him. Verse 33, and he smote them from Aroer, even till thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. So breaking through is our heritage. This is something that the Lord has helped generations do. Every generation had its own measure of breakthrough that they had to deal with. And we benefit from it because Christ came, the King of Kings came here. He became a man legally to help us break through. And when we yield to him, when we live a sincere life before him, when we desire his ways, his knowledge, his wisdom, we receive his courage, his boldness, his freedom. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the Holy Ghost will guide us into all truth. And nothing is impossible to those that believe Jesus. I love it. See, when you live the breakthrough life, you live from a greater realm. It's just like Adam being back in the Garden of Eden. You broke through the systems of the world, the chaos of the world, the confusion of the world. You don't have to try to make the wicked do what you want them to do. You don't have to do that. I told my son this morning, I said one day, I know about a lot of things that's going on because I get good information from people like Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, and Timothy Alberino, and Pastor Langford. I listen to those guys a lot. I listen to my pastor. I know of things that's happening. I'm aware of it. But one morning I said, you know, people are doing wrong. The governments are doing wrong. 10 nations are trying to give their power to the beast or pledge themselves to Satan. So, and I got this from greater sources, other sources that don't know each other. I've heard messages from Perry Stone and others, and it's the same thing. See, the mouth of two or three witnesses, it's a truth. And I know of things that's going on, and also by the Holy Spirit myself. But I say, I know of these things that's going on. But I chose not to despair. Because Daniel said, the wicked will do wickedly, and they won't understand. But they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. I said, I'm going to enjoy my wife. I'm going to enjoy my family. I'm going to enjoy my house. I'm going to enjoy doing God's work. And I'm not going to live a life in despair. That was just, and I felt free again. See, when you break through, you can do something about the corruption that's in your life and drive it out. Just like Israel should have driven out the Canaanites. You can drive darkness way away out, way off from your life. And it just messed Satan's world all up. Because 10 righteous men can spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And when you're producing fruit, we don't produce branches, we produce fruit. I love the way Ray put that. He pointed that out. It was already there in our Sunday school class. Don't go out and try to make others do what you do. Just bear fruit yourself. And they'll see it. If they want it, they'll receive it. If they don't, they'll reject it. Because God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. They got a right to make whatever choice they want to make. But they're making their own bed hard. But they're not making my bed hard. Because I live according to the wisdom of God. And I show my children what to watch out for, my wife, all my friends. I get, you know, when you're living in the light, you're exempling that light, and you can give better advice to those that you love. And if they're choosing to walk in the light, you're reinforcing their choice by your fruit. I thank God for it. We are capable of so much. And I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Be blessed. Stay in covenant. Stay in victory. And enjoy the King of Kings.